and he created that sculpture. And when he looked at her, he was so overwhelmed with emotion and sadness that he couldn't find her, that he began to cry. And then Zeus, Athena, and especially Aphrodite, looking down on him, took mercy and brought the statue to life. And of course, they lived happily ever after. So this is the source of the word Pygmalion. Pygmalion was then taken by George Bernard Shaw, who created a play based on a similar idea, which was later made into a musical, My Fair Lady. And the idea here is how Higgins, doctor of linguistics, took a flower girl and molded her, in a sense, into being royalty. What, of course, happened throughout the story was that she molded him more and transformed him. Fascinating story, and a very important story at the time, because it challenged the whole class system, that people are born into a certain place and cannot and should not be moved. So a very important play at that time, as well as today, about Pygmalion and how people can be changed, can be transformed. In the 1960s, Robert Rosenthal, who was the head of art department for many years, he's now at UC Riverside, took this idea of Pygmalion and applied it in the classroom.